This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's about a 20-minute walk from the headquarters of the Federal Reserve, technically the Mariner S. Eccles Federal Reserve Board building on Constitution Avenue in Washington, over to the White House. Less, probably, if you got a White House ID and you don't have to go up to the visitor entrance on Pennsylvania Avenue. So Lael Brainard's going to have a pretty quick jaunt over to her new office. The White House announced today that the current vice chair of the Fed is going to be the next director of the National Economic Council, which means that she's going to move from helping to set interest rates to helping to set the economic agenda for the Biden administration. In other words, switching from monetary policy to fiscal policy. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes is on that one.
Monetary and fiscal policy both sound vaguely money-ish. To keep them straight, I find etymology helps. Fiscal comes from the Latin word fiscus, which means basket. Back in ancient Rome, the government stored taxpayers' money in baskets. Peter Conti Brown at the Wharton School thinks of it this way.
When you hear fiscal policy, think the tough, value-laden decisions that our politicians must make about public money.
So when to pull money out of the basket and spend it, or put more in there by taxing. Whereas
monetary policy is about the value of that money.
And raising or lowering interest rates to change money's value. That's the job of the Federal Reserve. To have someone move from making monetary to fiscal policy?
It's not uncommon, but it's not common.
Harvey Rosenblum worked for the Federal Reserve for more than four decades. He's an economist and says at the Fed, everyone speaks economist. But at the White House or in Congress, you've got
hundreds of dialects that you're trying to understand about where people are coming from, and they're driven by ideology. In monetary policy, people are driven by the data.
At the Federal Reserve, the main job is to keep the economy steady, says Stanford's John Taylor.
I think the person who moves from the Fed to the White House has more information about that than most people.
One example, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who used to be the Fed chair. But Peter Conti Brown of Wharton cautions against having too many Fed alum in the White House.
Will we get a diversified set of views to the president that isn't just reflecting whatever the Fed wants to be done?
Conti Brown says sometimes central bankers fall into a rhythm of groupthink, which doesn't always lead to good policy decisions. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.